Good morning. We continue with our Skun Moed. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'Yulei Nishma, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Nazir, and we are up to the sixth parak, and we'll study Mishnayos Beis and Gimel today. We had previously identified that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tameh. He's not allowed to cut his or her hair, and he's not allowed to have great products. V'chayav al ha'yayin b'fnei atzmo, v'al ha'nabim b'fnei atzmon, v'al ha'chartzanim b'fnei atzmon, v'al ha'zagim b'fnei atzmon. So the Mishnah tells us that a Nazir gets makos for drinking wine on its own, by itself, independent of whether he has grapes or any of the byproduct of grape. And he's chayav for eating grapes by themselves. And he's chayav for eating chartzanim and zagim by themselves. We'll explain those are the grape skins and the grape seeds. The only question is which, right? And we'll try to figure that out in a second. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he says, no way. Eino chayav ad sheyochol shnei chartzanim and zag, right? And Nazir can't be chayav until he for eating grape seeds and grape skins, unless he eats two grape seeds and their skin. Now the Mishnah understands and identifies chartzanim and zagim. Elu hein chartzanim, elu hein zagin. Achartzanim, elu achitzanim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, right, the chartzanim are the outside, the grape skin. Hazagim, elu apnimim. The zag is the inside of the grape. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that, that the chartzan is the skin and the zag is the outside. He says, shalo tita, don't make a mistake. Kazug shel behema, think about a bell around the neck of an animal. Achitzan zug. The outside part of the bell is called the zug, which would parallel the outside part of the grape. So he says, zag is not the inside, it's the outside. Hapnimi inbal. The inside is the clapper, it's called the inbal. And so accordingly, in a grape, the outside is called the zug, and the inner part is called the chartzan. The Mishnah continues, stam nazir shloshim yom, and a nazirus that's not specified, it's 30 days long. Gilach osha gechu listim sosir shloshim yom. If he shaves his head, or if somebody shaves him against his will, it undoes his 30 days. He has to do another 30 days. Nazir shegilach bein zug bein betar. If a nazir shaves his head with a scissor or with a razor, osha shifshave, or he pulled out his hair by hand, kosho in the smallest amount, chayev, he's going to be chayev. Nazir chofev umefasfeis. A nazir can rub his hair with his hand or scratch it with his nails or use a utensil that doesn't remove any hairs, avalo sorik, but he can't comb his hair with a comb. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lo yachof ba'adama, you shouldn't shampoo his head with earth, memeshe masheres es haseir, it causes the hair to fall out. We'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.